Good morning. Today is somewhat of a continuation of what we discussed last time, where we asked the question, the prohibition of going to secular court, when does the prohibition begin? And we saw initially that we thought that the Tshuva Sarif was saying that when the litigants appear in front of the judge in the secular court, that's when the prohibition begins. But then we brought the Tashbis that explained that Rif, that it's even before that. Even when one side summonses the other side to go to a secular court, from that summons thereon after, that is the prohibition of going to Arkaos. And today, our question is, but how about when two sides sign on a contract, and in that contract there's a stipulation, there's a clause that they agree to go to secular court, is that permitted or is that not permitted? So this is before a summons, before there's any disagreement by the parties, but simply signing an agreement between them, is that indeed problematic? So in fact, this was a question that was asked and is recorded in the Tshuvas Beis Hora'ah of the Yeshiva Ahava Shalom of Rav Yaakov Hillel. And their question was actually twofold. Number one, can you sign on such a contract? And number two was, what's the halach, even if there's a problem signing the contract, but if the intention, at least of one of the sides, if there is a problem, is to not use the secular court, but rather to go to a Beis Din. So even though I'm signing on this contract that it says we'll go to a secular court, but that's not my intention, and if there's an issue, I am going to go to a Beis Din, is there still a problem, or can we be lenient? So in the response, the Beis Hora goes quickly through some points that we've seen. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that it's prohibited to go to secular court. It's prohibited even if the two litigants agree that they want to go. That is still the Isser Arkaos. And continuing in the halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat Simen Chavav Seif Dalid, the Beis Hora quotes the following: Shtar Shekasuv Sheyucha Letova B'dinei Ovdei Galilim. If you have a signed contract, a shtar that says that if there is a disagreement, that you indeed can bring somebody to secular court, Eino Rashai Letavo Bifneim, still you're not permitted to go and litigate in front of the secular court. So we see from this that even if they signed an agreement to go to secular court, and even if they made a kinyan, even if both of them agreed together they're going to go to secular court, it still falls under the prohibition of Arkaos Shel Goyim, that is going to the secular court and signing an akinyan. It doesn't help at all because the Torah says you can't go. It's like somebody trying to opt out of the requirements of the Torah. Masna Mashakasu Batorah, we can't opt out. The Torah says there's a prohibition. It is prohibited to go to secular court. So accordingly, based on that background, the Beis Hora answers our two questions, and they say as follows: when it comes to signing such a contract, agreeing to go to secular court, even without going to secular court, ubevadai, they say as follows, ubevadai, certainly it's asur lachtom al tofes kaze, you can't sign in such a form or a contract, an agreement that agrees that both sides are committing to go to secular court, because simply by signing such a contract, the individual is accepting upon himself the jurisdiction of the secular courts, and vezeh asur behechlet, this is definitively prohibited. And when it comes to the second question, but what if it's not my intention to go, even though I'm signing on the agreement, but I'm not intending, and if there's a problem, I'll go to Beis Din. The Beis Hora answers as follows: L'chein afilu shetzad echad eino miskaven klal litbo bebeis hamish, but even though one side has no intention, if there's a problem, to go to secular court, it doesn't matter. It's simply by virtue of signing that agreement that is the problem, because you are choosing the secular court and you're giving validity to the secular court. So that's the response of the Beis Hora of Yeshivas Ahava Shalom. We see something similar in the Pischei Choshen in Hilchos Alva. The Pischei Choshen says, V'yesh li'zar b'chozim o b'haheskemim. You have to be careful when signing contracts of various sorts, agreements with various types of companies. If it has a seif, it has a clause there that says that any litigations, any problems will be adjudicated in a secular court. Sheyes b'zeh misum kabbalah shiput arkos, that is accepting upon yourselves the adjudication of the secular court. V'nire shegam zeh asur, it appears to me that this too is prohibited as well. So if this comes up, indeed, ask a question ask Dayan, ask somebody who's familiar with these issues, if you are permitted to sign or not. Obviously, we should not be signing this, but what are alternatives? If, for example, instead of committing to go to a secular court, you put in a mediation clause or an arbitration clause, the ideal is to put in a clause that the parties accept to go to Beis Din, but that's not always practical, especially if you're dealing with a non-Jew who has no concept of what Beis Din is. So Shaila indeed should be asked when these issues come up. With a non-Jew is less problematic, as we've seen in the past, but if a Jew that is a secular Jew that has no interest in going to Beis Din, or even unfortunately they're from Jews that ignore this halacha, so indeed these are very serious Shailas, and indeed a posek needs to be asked. Have a wonderful day.